97.7 WCTY, Luke Bryan, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, and we're very excited to be a part of the Echo Foundation First Annual Suzette Strickland Golf Tournament that is coming up Friday, September 23rd at Mohegan Sun Golf Club. And on the phone with us right now is the namesake of the golf tournament, Suzette Strickland. Hi, Suzette. Thanks for calling us today.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
This golf tournament was the idea of Charlie Strickland?
Yes.
That is your husband?
That is my husband, yes.
Aww.
And you were diagnosed with AML leukemia, correct?
Correct. Back in June of 2019, I was diagnosed with AML leukemia.
And Echo has been very important to you in your life, hasn't it?
Tremendously.
What is Echo, first of all?
Now, Echo stands for Eastern Connecticut Hematology and Oncology.
Mm-hmm.
And their office is based out of the Medical Arts Building that's at Backus Hospital. Once I received my diagnosis, I was actually at work and got a phone call from my primary doctor saying that the blood work that I had the previous day came back and showed that I had leukemia and I needed to get to Dr. Kapoor, who is one of the doctors with Echo, as soon as possible. Once I got to Echo, I was like welcomed right in, brought right in, taken care of, and ended up that day having some more blood work drawn, and I also had a bone marrow biopsy.
Shelly, you say you know some of our other listeners that have been helped by Echo as well.
Well, our own Ron, who is struggling with cancer, and also my friend Joe Koltowski, he was there, and he said the people there, he loved them, and they knew him every time he came in, and he had a relationship with them, which made it easier, not easier, going through a difficult situation, but they're very compassionate, very receptive, and so it made it doable.
Oh, the nurses, I can't say enough about the staff that they have there, and compassion isn't the word.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like, of course, there were times when I, wasn't in the hospital getting treatment that I was there every single day, sometimes twice a day.
My goodness.
And every time, they're very just welcoming, and they try to make you as comfortable as possible. Now, they also have, they hired social workers to help with patients and caregivers to let them, help them understand, how to apply for financial assistance and how to understand the benefits that you have from, your insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they find you, local support groups. And they're just, the nurses are basically the front line. Echo provides, not only is it a doctor's office, but they have a laboratory, they have an infusion center, they have a lot of these things that are right on site, so it's almost like it's like a one place to go where all your needs are met, which is perfect when you have cancer, because you
don't know where to go.
To get to that appointment.
Yeah, you need some direction, definitely.
Right, get the direction, and I can't say enough about Dr. Kapoor. I opted for a high-dose treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it was a clinical trial, but with AML, 50 to 70% chance of relapsing within the first 3 years.
Mm. Scary.
Only 22% of people that go into remission survive to 5 years.
Mm.
So I am, plugging along and doing real well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How you doing? And this golf tournament that you're doing, how much success have you had about people entering it? I mean, how can we help you?
Well, the golf tournament actually is doing very well.
Oh, good.
We've had a very good reception from the community. One of the big things that I want to touch on is a lot of people don't know that these smaller foundations exist.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that the Echo Foundation existed until just this past April. In March, my husband said, I would like to hold the golf tournament in honor of you to support people with cancer that are going through difficult times. Because, like I said, I was there, like, pretty much every day of the week. And being a listener, I pay attention a lot to my surroundings, and I would see people going through, you know, the hard struggles. They're like, I had to have my power shut off because I needed to pay my co-pays on my medicine.
And that's what this golf tournament is for. What's the site, the website that people can go to if they're interested in joining it?
Okay, so it's Echo Associates.
Mm-hmm.
And they can click on, what that'll bring you to is to the Echo actual website.
Uh-huh.
Toolbar, you'll see where...
It says Strickland Tournament, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says...
we encourage people to do that and find out more information about it.
Right. Now, the Echo Foundation also provides lunch to everybody that's in infusion that day.
You know, they walk around with snacks, and what a great, great place.
It sure is. So
we encourage people to go to that website and find out more about the golf tournament. And the boys, we had an auction yesterday, and we got a couple great donations, and they're going to be there as well.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Marty and Jimmy.
So
thanks, Suzette.
You're very welcome.